Today's podcast is brought to you by the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier 3-Pack. Save $200 when you put in code word HOWIE3. Sale is just for this week only and while supplies last. Order at EdenPure.com. Enjoy the podcast.
She's the Boston Herald's wittiest wordsmith, the last woman standing at the Whiskey Priest. Once a very legitimate magazine that we definitely didn't make up named her the Michael Jordan of radio. Wait, don't you think we're laying it on a little thick here, Grace?
Just stick to the script.
Oh, okay. Live from the Aviva Trattoria studio, it's the Grace Curley Show.
Welcome back, everyone, to the Grace Curley Show. Thank you so much for joining me. Summer is almost here, you know. I think this thing is almost over, this pandemic. It is almost over. There have been they've been lifting the mask mandates across this country. And I believe ours, Jared, in Massachusetts is happening. Is it Friday or Saturday?
Saturday.
And I think this is great news. And I'm sure a lot of other people do as well. We do have a guest. He's going to join us a little bit later, Toby Young. And I'm excited about that because we're going to talk about the effects of these lockdowns. He's one of these guys who's been skeptical about these models and the pandemic and the lockdowns for a really long time. And of course, I mean, he must feel pretty vindicated from this, from all of this recent news. So we'll talk to him about that. But before we get to that, I do want to hit a couple other stories. Did you see Notre Dame, what happened there? The commencement went ahead without Joe Biden.
What? The devout Catholic Joe Biden?
Well, here's where it's interesting, because I thought that Joe Biden wasn't speaking there because, they signed this petition. A lot of the people at Notre Dame, alumni, more than 4,400 people, signed an open letter urging University President John Jenkins not to invite the Democratic president, even though Biden made it clear he wasn't coming. So they're pulling the old, you can't not invite me to the party. I wasn't going to come anyway. And, you know, I can't hate on them for that. That's a classic move. But they said Biden rejects church teachings on abortion, marriage, sex, and gender, and is hostile to religious liberty. Like Jared said, I think they're confused because I've been told he is the most devout Catholic, not only ever to be president, but pretty much ever.
He goes to the pointy house every day.
He does. And there's going to be a lot more stories like this about commencement because people are graduating. And I saw this weekend a lot of pictures of people graduating, a lot of graduates walking across the grass with their masks on. Still don't understand that part of it. But Kamala Harris, I believe, gave some sort of virtual commencement speech. And for some unknown reason, Jared Diglio thought to pull that. And I'm afraid to play this sound, but we will. Cut 7.
No matter what you decide to do, no matter where you decide to go, no matter how many times you change your major if you go to college or your profession, we need you. We need you to be as kind as you are courageous. We need you to be as ambitious as you are curious. We need you to dream, and we need you to do. And that is what I call American aspiration. It's the capacity to think big, the capacity to keep going. It lives in each and every one of you.
A bit boring. I tried to steer clear of that when I was, you know, whenever I would give advice to anyone, the empty platitudes, you know, you're not really telling them anything they can't see on a graduation card. Except the difference is the card usually has cash in it. So it helps. Maybe that's a good topic for the day, is what advice would you give? My advice to graduates would be stop being psychopaths. That would be my advice to the younger generations. Stop being offended by everything. Stop canceling people. You know, like, stop telling people your dietary restrictions when you go into restaurants. Nobody cares. Make a peanut butter and jelly. Bring it with you. There's so much advice. Get a job doing anything and just try your best at that job. It will lead to other things. Even if it is not, you know, the job of your dreams, it will lead somewhere if you try hard every single day. if you put your best foot forward. Jared, what's your advice? Go ahead.
Get off of the devices. It is not the real world. Go out,
true.
Experience, meet people, drive, get a license, learn to drive. Stop just sitting in your room on a computer or in video games or on Twitter. Just go live life.
Yeah, and the social media part of it is really, really scary. I mean, stop getting all of your validation through likes on Instagram. That's a huge one. And we're all guilty of it to some extent. I mean, most of us. But try to make people proud via something else. Like, try to make your parents proud. Try to make somebody... It's good to have a goal of making someone proud, but it shouldn't be your followers on Instagram. Because they're probably... You're probably not that close with them. They're probably not the most important people in your life. What's your advice to the graduates? Is it as good as Kamala Harris's American aspirations? 844-500-4242. We'll go through some of those, but I do want to continue a little bit here with some of these old cuts of the Democrats telling us, you know, why they had to break lockdown rules, even though we're not allowed to. You know, we're Neanderthals, but they're just human beings. They make mistakes. Let's play this De Blasio. I love hearing from him. Cut 15, please, Jared.
This will be the last chance to get some exercise. I got no exercise whatsoever over the weekend. I was in this building a huge percentage of the time. I need exercise to be able to stay healthy and make decisions. I'm going to figure out some new way to do it going forward. I did not for a moment think there was anything problematic because I knew the dynamics. And again, I have to stay healthy so I can make the decisions for the people of the city.
Were the dynamics that it's a gym that only he could be at? I knew I was going to be okay because I shut the whole gym down and I was the only one allowed in it. So I knew there was going to be no transmission. What, other people can't do that? That's weird. And then, of course, there's the classic Pelosi cut 14.
No, I've been there many times. I appreciate the question. And let me just say this. I take responsibility for trusting the word of a neighborhood salon that I've been to over the years many times. And that when they said, well, we're able to accommodate people one person at a time, and that we can set up that time, I trusted that. As it turns out, it was a setup. So I take responsibility for falling for a setup. And that's all I'm going to say on that.
And of course, speaking of taking responsibility, Jen Psaki explained why Joe Biden was able to take his mask off, but you're not. Cut 16.
Why weren't President Biden and all members of the Biden family masked at all times on federal lands last night if he signed an executive order that mandates masks on federal lands at all times?
At the inaugural...
At the Lincoln Memorial, yes.
I think, Steve, he was celebrating an evening of a historic day in our country, and certainly he signed the mask mandate because it's a way to send a message to the American public about the importance of wearing masks, how it can save tens of thousands of lives. We take a number of COVID precautions, as you know, here in terms of testing, social distancing, mask wearing ourselves,
you know,
as we do every single day.
You could have just said they had really good pizza. That's what Gretch did, and it worked for her. Maybe that would be other advice I would give to the graduating classes. Don't vote for Democrats. And if you do choose to vote for Democrats, and you're in California or you're in New York, please stay there. Because what we can have are people voting based off their virtue signaling and their wokeness, and then deciding, this state kind of sucks. I'm not making any money. I'm paying really high taxes. There's poop all over the sidewalk. I would have moved to Texas. No. You cannot have your cake and eat it too. You got to pick one or the other. You either vote so you can be woke and you stay where you are and you live in that state that is totally destroyed, or you understand that your vote has consequences. I think these are all good tips, Jared.
Absolutely.
I'm sure there's a lot of young people who are like, shut up, Grace. You're 28 years old. Stop giving me advice. But it's been a while since I've been in school. I wish I got some of that advice when I was graduating. Oh, and I would give it a little piece of advice for graduation speakers. Keep it short. People want to go to lunch. People don't want to hear your advice. keep it under 5 minutes. That's why I'm going to go to break right now, finish off this little commencement speech, and invite you guys to call in and give your advice to all of the graduates. 844-500-4242. We'll take your advice on the other side. This is The Grace Curley Show.
You're listening to The Grace Curley Show. Start the afternoon off right.
Now what? Now comes a girl. Here she is. This is just the best part of my day.
It's Grace Curley.
There are a lot of good numbers out right now for COVID. Cases are down, deaths are down, transmission rates are down. But you know where cases aren't really that down? Mexico. And right now I'm looking at drone captures migrants crossing border illegally. So will that be the new thing? When we keep letting illegal aliens cross the border, they're not vaccinated, they're getting on Greyhounds. And then will that be the uptick? Will that be the spike? Well, we got to shut everything down again? Why Charlie Baker can have COVID part two? It's so hypocritical and frustrating. Today's poll question is brought to you by Covfefe Coffee, making coffee great again from the MAGA dark roast to their Drain the Swamp medium roast. Covfefe Coffee has it all. To order today, go to doyoucovfefe.com. That's spelled C-O-V-F-E-F-E, Covfefe Coffee. doyoucovfefe.com. Jared, what is the poll question and what are the results thus far?
Who had the worst war take on January 6th? Was it AOC saying members of Congress have served in war? Joe Biden saying it was the worst attack on our democracy since the Civil War? Or Don Lemon saying it was nothing less than war?
I'm glad this is the poll question because my answer is Joe Biden and it's going to bring me into another topic. But I think Joe Biden, because he delivered that at the joint address to Congress and it was pre-written. They sent it out to the press before he even said it, which is, you know, typical of what they do. And I just, seeing it on paper, I couldn't believe that anyone would write anything that stupid, let alone say it. It was such
the worst attack on our democracy since the Civil War.
It was such an unforced error. So I'm going to say, well, which, to be fair, Joe Biden is known for. I'm going to vote for the president, POTUS.
He is in the lead at 60%, 34% for AOC, and only 5% for Don Lemon.
All right. Now, Jared, I mentioned before all of the attacks that are happening on Jewish Americans in this country right now. And obviously all around the world. And it's terrible. And I've been learning so much from different people, different influencers, different journalists online writing about this. But Stephen Miller remembered a hot take from Joe Biden when any sort of violence was happening in the United States. This is what Joe Biden tweeted. And I'm going to say in a whispery voice. Remember, every example of violence Donald Trump decries has happened on his watch, under his leadership, during his presidency. Just something to keep in mind as people get the crap beat out of them for being Jewish.
Come on, man.
Now, speaking of Joe Biden, there's a very interesting piece here in the Daily Mail. And we've had a little insights into what Joe Biden's daily life looks like, even some that he didn't want us to have. Like, I don't think he wanted us to know that when he's fresh out of the shower, you know, still wet from showering, has his towel on, that he grabs his dog's tail and then falls down. But luckily for us, we are able to know that because of, you know, the boot on his foot that he had for quite some time. Well, we have new insight. Biden, 78, starts his day by lifting weights, watches Morning Joe, and treats himself to chocolate chip cookies and calls Hunter every night before bed.
Chocolate chip cookies for breakfast?
No, I think
Ronald Reagan, the actor?
Most often he indulges in orange Gatorade and chocolate chip cookies. Yuck.
Oh, my God. That's how black holes form.
Biden keeps the outer Oval Office stocked with individually wrapped chocolate chip cookies and saltwater taffy.
Oh, he's so old.
He's so old.
Is there molasses puff, too? Some sour balls, maybe?
And so naturally, you know, one of the questions was today at the press conference. What happened to the Peloton? He's lifting weights. And Jen Psaki said something like, I have a really hard time keeping up with Joe Biden. Oh, really? Do you suffer from bad bouts with the wind as well, Jen Psaki? Are you known to fall up the stairs? These people are so insane. And watching Morning Joe every day.
Oh, this is going to sound wonky.
That's the craziest part. Because I still can't get over the monologues that Joe Scarborough gives every day. They get wackier and wackier. He was screaming last week about how if you don't love this country, you have to leave it. And his version of loving the country is not questioning the results of an election, which I just want to say for one more time here. What about Hillary? What about Governor Stacey Abrams and President Hillary Clinton?
Loud noises!
Should they leave the country? Remember the Mueller investigation? I know Joe Scarborough remembers it. You know how I know that, Jared? He has a photo, a framed portrait of Bob Mueller hanging in his kitchen.
Desecration.
So he sees that every morning when he eats his chocolate chip cookies for breakfast. So Joe Scarborough remembers that. And yet, if you question the results of this election, if you bought into the big lie, as they've been calling it, you have to leave the country. It is absolutely absurd. Now, speaking of the big lie, we did mention this briefly, but I do want to kind of go back to it here. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, she's amping this up so much. Remember when it first happened and she was talking about January 6th and how she was thinking to herself, you know, I never got to be a mother, or it was something really dramatic. Well, now she's really up the ante yet again. Cut 8, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez.
No one wants to say, oh, boo-hoo, but there are members of Congress that served in war. And not just that, but also staff.
So she's saying that by being there on January 6th, they served in war. Am I getting that right?
That is what she is insinuating, yes.
No one has bigger egos than our politicians. No, I don't even think the Hollywood elite has as big of egos as these heroes. They think they are the best thing that has ever happened to us, that the world could not function without their wisdom.
There's a hero. If you look inside your heart, you don't have to be afraid of what you are.
Served in war. I mean, literally.
Unless AOC wants me to play some CCR for her right now, I mean, I suppose I could do that.
They want this thing to keep going on forever. And it was very smart of Mitch McConnell to immediately say, no, we're not doing this. We're not rehashing this. We're not having a committee on it. You know, we're going to focus on, I don't know, gas prices, inflation, the jobs report, anything. Israel, Palestine. It's not like there's no issues to focus on and they're doing this out of boredom. They are scared bleepless about 2022. And I told somebody this weekend, I said, if there's not a red wave in 2022, I give up. I don't understand anything. Guys, when we get back, I'm talking to Toby Young. He is a blue check mark, first of all, but he's also a comedian. He's a he runs this website called lockdownskeptics.org. And he's been a skeptic of so much of this for so long. I cannot wait to talk to him. Don't go anywhere. This is The Grace Curley Show.
I don't know, to be clear.
Live from the Aviva Trattoria Studio.
Welcome back to the Grace Curley Show. More updates from the life and times of Joe Biden. Throughout the day, Biden is known for going out to the South Lawn or the Rose Garden for fresh air with his German shepherds, Champ and Major. The president is also known for his love of ice cream, which I'm sure you guys haven't heard 6 billion times, and has been repeatedly pictured over the years indulging in a cone.
Do we know what flavor, though?
Chocolate chip.
Ah.
The 78-year-old begins his mornings with a workout that usually involves some sort of weightlifting. He also regularly meets with a trainer. During the campaign, Biden was seen several times out and about riding his bike.
Was?
Well, riding his bike, because that way he could ride away. Remember they asked him, Mr. Biden, have you picked a vice president? And he just wheeled away, just, you know, off to the in the distance. It was that was their real high bar they wanted to meet. Brian Stelter was like, can you believe how great he is at riding that bike?
I should remember. It was one of those old-timey bikes with a giant wheel in the front and the small ones in the back.
During the campaign, Biden was seen several times out and about riding his bike. He also is a Peloton user. It is, however, unclear and somewhat of a secret whether the president brought his stationary bike with him to the White House. Ooh, we'll have to have an investigation into this mystery.
Blue Ribbon Commission.
There were security concerns over Biden bringing the bike with him, which were only further exacerbated earlier this month by when it was revealed users' private data, including their age. Oh, yeah, there's been a lot of things about this with the Biden administration. He also, I guess, Venmo stuff to people, and that's a security concern. But I mean, let's be honest, the real security concern is him wandering off at some point.
Hey, Joe, what's this Venmo for $4 billion to some Ayatollah guy?
After working out, Biden is delivered in the White House residence, The Bulletin, a compilation of morning news clips. He then walks to the Oval Office where he and Vice President Kamala Harris receive the closed-door daily intelligence briefing. They really try to make him out like he's a night owl because, I don't know, he eats dinner at 6 o'clock. Is that considered being a night owl? Biden's lunch, and now they're just going over the stuff we already know, that, you know, he likes grilled chicken with salad and soup and an orange Gatorade. The orange Gatorade.
I mean, it's, if you're a boxer or you're an athlete, okay, like you need to replenish, but that amount of Gatorade cannot be good for him. I mean, unless he's using like Pedialyte to replenish himself. I guess he is old, but.
Yeah, Democratic Senator Chris Coons told the Post that the travel pack is not quite a lunch pail, but it's his little bag of stuff. So if he gets peckish in a meeting, he can have something healthy. All of this stuff just makes me sick. Like, all of these stories are so, so lame.
Grand leader is great.
It's really, it would make the propaganda artists in China embarrassed. Like, you guys gotta work in some facts.
I mean, Kim Jong-un, who invented oxygen, is looking at this and laughing.
Exactly. All right, so I have a couple stories here I want to run through. Fed sees $90,000 from far-left rioter who sold January 6th footage to CNN and MSNBC. I'm sorry, in NBC. Do you remember John Earl Sullivan?
Yeah, I was going to say, was it that guy? Yeah.
Yeah, he was the guy who was just happened to be there. You know, he was filming it for, you know, for journalistic purposes.
Right, with the freelance CNN associate producer or
and
whoever.
And he ended up saying, you were right, we did it. I was trying to tell you, I couldn't say much. This is what Sacker, the Jade Sacker, the filmmaker, said to him. But he was the one who was basically cheering it on, and he was instigating a lot of the violence. And so they found $90,000. I guess he got paid $35,000 each from CNN and NBC.
Ouch. Gotta watch those Venmo passwords.
Exactly. Another update here. Amherst pursues reparations to black residents. Amherst is on a path toward providing reparations to black residents for past injustices following the town council's unanimous adoption of a resolution calling for the community to become an anti-racist town. Here's the part of this that bothers me, because you read down on it and it says, it makes the case for reparations, but doesn't immediately establish a plan for how to do so. Listen up, Amherst. Put your money where your mouth is. If you're going to do reparations, cough it up. Let's see it. Put some money on the table. And also, there was a group of critical race theorists who were having a conversation, and one of them said, and I was going to pull this audio. It's pretty funny. She said, so you cannot cite our Constitution. Our Constitution should be burned because our Constitution is in and of itself is only written for who own land. These are the people who are teaching your children.
Very cogent arguments.
Chris, you're next with Grace on the Grace Curley Show. Go ahead, Chris.
Hi. I just wanted to get your thoughts on Biden's professional golf career and how he's going to stack up in the PGA.
Oh, I saw that video, but I wasn't sure if it was actually footage of him golfing. I don't think they ever confirmed it.
I'm pretty sure it's real. And if there's anything that makes him look more of a buffoon. I think it's hitting your golf ball into a rock wall.
Yeah, yeah, no, you're right. I mean, there's a few things that as a politician, you don't want to get caught doing. That would be one of them, you know, eating on camera, Bill de Blasio wearing hats on camera. There's a lot of things like that. Yeah, but let's be honest, Joe Biden has a lot more to worry about than his golf game right now. Thanks for the call, Chris. I appreciate it. Chuck, you're next with Grace on the Grace Curley Show. Go ahead, Chuck.
Hi, Grace. First time, long time. Love the show.
Thank you.
Just wanted to call and give my thoughts on the graduating class, high school and college. I have a daughter who's actually a graduating college senior, and I sort of felt like she has been robbed of her college experience a little bit. I feel terrible, and I just keep telling her, you know, work hard in the job you get. Hopefully she gets a job. And I feel really bad for these kids missing their sports, missing, you know, all the fun things. And, you know, hopefully everything works out for them. And just tell them to work hard. But I love the show and keep doing what you're doing.
Thank you, Chuck. I agree. I feel bad for these kids, too. I mean, it definitely stinks. And then to make matters worse, to just add insult to injury, you find out that, you know, Kamala Harris is giving your commencement speech, or AOC or Nancy Pelosi. I mean, all these people do these speeches. You know, they get paid big bucks, I think. But not Joe Biden. Joe Biden pulled the old, you can't fire me. I quit. And he didn't go to Notre Dame for his commencement speech. But I think it was mostly because people just didn't want him there. Now, when we get back, we're going to be talking more about this. If you guys have advice for any graduating seniors, feel free to call in. We'll also play you some more sound. I think Jen Psaki had a press conference today, so we'll get to some of that. 844-500-4242. Very exciting news here. I've had my fair share of free lunches during my time at the Howie Carr Radio Network. But I can say this with confidence. Nothing beats Aviva Trattoria. Since the start of my show in January, Aviva Trattoria has catered a free lunch every other Friday here at the studio. And I gotta say, absolutely delicious. You guys, if you haven't tried Aviva yet, now is the time. Whether it's the pizza, the wings, the sandwiches, the pasta, the risotto, it's all so delicious. Jared is a huge fan. Cannot get enough of it.
Yes, that is my go-to pizza, especially the farmhouse pizza, which is great because it's got a balsamic barbecue sauce on it with some chicken and bacon and leeks and some honey mustard drizzle. But we've had the margarita pizza, which was great. The shrimp scampi pizza, very savory, very good. And everything I've had from there is great.
If you want in, all you have to do to enter is go to gracecurlyshow.com and sign up. I'll be selecting a winner this Thursday. And when Marcy comes in, she always brings us some delicious stuff and sometimes the cannolis, too. That's Howie's favorite. They also have convenient locations in Marlboro, Maynard, Wrentham, and Westford. And a new location is opening up in Malden in June. I don't have the exact date, but I will keep you guys informed as I find out. Takeout is available, too. To enter to win the Aviva VIP lunch, go to gracecurlyshow.com. That's gracecurlyshow.com. 844-500-4242. This is the Grace Curley Show.
Follow Grace on Twitter at @G_Curley. Follow Grace on Twitter at @G_Curley.
Welcome back, everyone, to the Grace Curley Show. Happy Monday. We are just getting right into it today with all sorts of news. And we actually have some Jen Psaki sound. She did have a press conference today.
Suck it to me, baby.
And Jared, let us know what we have on deck.
All right. Well, as we know, everywhere, COVID restrictions are easing up across the country, being lifted, et cetera. And so now, thank God, there are more people in the White House press room, which means we get more inane questions. But Press Secretary Psaki was very excited about this.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to a more full briefing room. Double the fun is what I've been saying this morning. Good, you laughed. Thank you. Okay. I have a couple of items for all of you at the top. I will say I have a hard out at 1 o'clock, but I'm going to try to get to as many people in here as humanly possible.
These jokes that fall flat, I mean, they shouldn't be acknowledging so much how the jokes aren't going over well. It's like with Joe Biden when he said, laugh, you stupid bastards. It's okay just to move on.
Boy, you are a dull White House press corps.
You don't have to acknowledge, oh, no one laughed except that one person. Kind of makes the joke worse. All right, what else, Jared?
All right, well, this is kind of the money cut that we have been waiting for. And, of course, it's Peter Ducey. Who else would it be? This is talking about the Fauci flip-flop and the origins, or an investigation into the origins of the coronavirus.
New investigation.
But with 589,920 dead Americans, at what point does President Biden say, we don't want to wait for the WHO, we don't know what they're doing, this needs to be an American-led effort to get to the bottom of what happened?
Well, first of all, we need access to the underlying data and information in order to have that investigation.
And why not? But he talks all the time about how he's known President Xi for a long time. So why can't he just call
and we need
ask
them
him for that information?
I think you're misunderstanding how this process actually works. An international investigation led by the World Health Organization is something that we've actually been pressing for several months. In coordination with a range of partners around the world, we need that data. We need that information from the Chinese government. What we can't...
I thought they were besties. That's not a really good answer. And by the way, the Wall Street Journal has today... Three researchers from China's Wuhan Institute became sick enough in November 2019 that they sought hospital care, according to a previously undisclosed U.S. intelligence report that could add weight to growing calls for a fuller probe, not if Joe Biden has anything to do with it. And what's interesting is when Donald Trump, Orange Man Bad, he who shall not be named, said all of this way back when, I think it was like a year ago, it was debunked. It was a conspiracy theory. He had no proof. Fauci crushed that idea. Ridiculousness.
He who must not be named.
This is from CNN Politics. Anthony Fauci just crushed Donald Trump's theory on the origins of the coronavirus. Fauci again dismisses conspiracy theory that the coronavirus was made in a Wuhan lab after Pompeo touted enormous evidence of a cover-up. Dr. Fauci, this is from, I think, Business Insider or maybe Wall Street Journal. Dr. Fauci dismisses Wuhan lab as source of coronavirus, contradicting Trump and Pompeo. I got to figure out where that's from. But yeah, all of these. Oh, yeah. Wall Street Journal. Intelligence on sick staff at Wuhan lab fuels debate on COVID-19 origin. Things have changed so drastically.
Hey, there's a place that actually creates viruses and does this sort of thing and actually does this research. Do we think that maybe it came from the place whose only job is to create these viruses? No. It's from the market down the street. Okay, good enough for me.
Yeah, don't be ridiculous, Jared. You sound insane. All right, what else do we have?
And we were talking earlier about the, especially with AOC, veteran of the 1-6. This is a question she was asked basically about what the president said. We played that cut, that it was the biggest attack on democracy since the Civil War.
What's the president's view on the January 6th commission standoff? Does he share the thinking of some who say comparing the day to 9/11 and that it should be treated as such with that kind of seriousness? And if he does, would he take some steps himself, like address the nation or really get involved himself if the Republicans don't go along with it and there is no bipartisan position?
Well, we're not quite there yet. There are ongoing discussions and negotiations. The president believes the attack on the Capitol on January 6th was an unprecedented assault on our democracy. He's repeatedly conveyed that to the American public and spoken and said that in public addresses. He doesn't feel this is a political issue. This is really a question of how we secure our democracy and the rule of law. We saw 35 Republicans join Democrats in supporting a commission moving forward. We're talking about action in the Senate, and certainly we are going to continue to encourage Republican members to do the right thing, but ultimately it's up to them.
But would he get involved if they chop the ball?
We're not there yet. We're here every day, so we'll have a discussion if that's the point we're at.
Ugh, do the right thing. That's do what we want you to do so we can keep going on with this forever. Pat Buchanan wrote, But it would be folly for the GOP to cooperate in a Democratic scheme to indict the GOP and Trump presidency in the court of public opinion for abetting something close to treason, which did not happen. The January 6th National Commission idea, understandably supported by every congressional Democrat, belongs in the dumpster. I could not agree more. Adam, you're next with Grace on the Grace Curley Show. Go ahead, Adam.
Thanks, Grace. I'm a listener, and I like your show very much. Congratulations. My question I have for you, and I don't know, I'm not an educated man, but the question I have is, with the recounts taking place in these various states, is that going to make any difference? Is it going to overturn the election?
No.
Did it overturn the election?
No, it's not. And I hate to be this person, but I'm also not going to tell you that, you know, great things are going to happen or people will be in orange jumpsuits. You know, people will be thrown in jail. No, absolutely not. What I'm really focused on, and thank you, I appreciate the call, is if there are cases and if there is evidence of voter tampering or voter fraud, that it gives us a little bit of leverage and it gives us a little bit of motivation to change this in the future to secure more election integrity. Because whether you believe it or not, I think the number was 60% of Republican voters did not trust the election. And whether you think it was all on the level, which no election really is all on the level, but if you really think that, oh, you know, Biden won fair and square, he's the most popular president of all time. I mean, how can you deny it? His charisma, he gets like 400 people on a YouTube stream. But whether or not you believe it, you can believe the fact that there are people in this country who do not have faith in our elections, and that's a problem. And we should be trying to really bring back people's faith in that because it's important. And when it was Hillary Clinton, it was the biggest deal ever. You know, we had a Russia investigation that cost $32 million and went on for almost 2 years of the Trump presidency. Because Hillary Clinton couldn't believe that she lost the election. And now when you have someone going up against a feeble and feckless Joe Biden, and he can't believe,
baby,
he can't believe he lost the election. Suddenly it is treason. It is blasphemy to question the voting in this country. It's a double standard. It's hypocrisy. Bruce, you're next with Grace and the Grace Curley Show. Go ahead, Bruce.
Yeah, we really have nothing left, Grace, right now with this. And we're all, like, looking forward to 2024, 2022. But they have stripped us of everything right from the voting with this pandemic and the whole nine yards. And I'm trying to take my dog down to the pond to take a walk and just try to, like, carry on some kind of normalcy. What's normal?
Yeah,
they want to teach our kids to be porn stars.
All right. Well, listen, Bruce. Listen, you can't go about life saying we have nothing left. I mean, that's just not a good way to think about it. The pandemic is ending. The mask mandates are being lifted this Saturday. Speaking of that, my birthday is coming up. You can come visit me at 110 Grill in Plymouth for my birthday bash. Things are going to be okay. We got to stay positive here. It's a positive show. That's what we're all about. We'll be back on the other side. Don't go anywhere. It's the Grace Curley Show.